Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts of the show, and I am getting married this coming Saturday.
That's so wild.
Holy cow.
And it is, it's a very casual affair. It's only immediate family that's invited.
It's a Jimmy Buffett-themed wedding.
It is not a Jimmy Buffett-themed wedding.
Yeah, everybody will have parrot heads.
But the only people really dressing up are me and Kayla, and then the 6 boys, and maybe the officiant.
Who's the officiant?
My friend Doug from football.
Oh, Doug.
Westerman.
Oh, Westy. So Doug got the invite. Wow.
He did. He offered to perform a service.
Wow. I can perform services.
Yeah, Joe's married people. Before.
You have.
Yeah. I have.
You have. You were on the short list. You were number 4 of 4. Anyway, we've explained to family, like, hey, you can dress for a cookout. It's going to be a very laid-back affair.
Yeah.
And so yesterday I get a phone call from my mom and my sister and my niece. They're all together. And they go, so, like, is there going to be food? And I said, yep, there's going to be food.
From where?
Jimmy John's.
Yeah. Wahlburgers?
Yeah, it's Wahlburgers.
They have American Fare.
And yeah. So I said what it was, and my mom went, eh. And I said, I'll get you a half pound of coleslaw. Everything will be fine.
A half pound of, yeah.
And
just an industrial-sized bucket.
Yeah. Good news, Mom. It's from Coleslaw Connie's.
Uh-huh.
And then my sister said,
Donnie's bland chicken fingers.
There's 30 pounds of it, but it still comes in a paper cup.
Yeah, so you can see through it.
So I think we're having
so wet.
Some issues with people like expecting like a normal wedding experience when I think we've made it pretty clear. It's really a get together where there is a brief wedding ceremony. And so then my sister said, is there going to be like entertainment afterwards?
Yeah, a clown.
Like
like what?
A comedian?
DJ. She goes, are you guys going to dance or anything? And I go, well, I don't know. No, I mean, it's like a cookout. No entertainment at a cookout.
Yeah, there is. There's
people
usually
like to dance at weddings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
at receptions.
They can dance.
You
I'll turn
food?
On some music. They can get up on the deck and really go crazy.
You think anyone will get wild and fingery in the hot tub?
I mean, because you've got at least 2 different families that are there, so it's okay.
I think there's a chance.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, you could do some of
that. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's possible.
Who are the hot people in your family that are single? And the hot people in her family that are single?
Mm-hmm. Like, which ones would be most likely to fall onto a finger?
I'd say it could be any of them.
You got to pick 2.
I don't have to.
One
from
each.
Uh-huh. One
man.
From each.
Yeah.
You pick the genders. We don't care.
Who's
going to smell like the other?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Come on. Tell us who the hot boys are.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man.
Well, Chris is in the military, so he's got to keep it kind of high and tight, or brother. You know, he's probably done some hazing, so those fingers have smelled like dudes before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Oh, I can smell it now.
Does he have a good military job, or is he like wrench boy?
It's a very good military show.
What?
He has a very good military show?
Very good military job.
Tell me more about his show, though.
It's very good, I'm told.
Watching tools with me, brown fingered Benny.
Pleasure in Doug this weekend.
That's probably the one.
Yeah, Doug's a hot boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of a hot boy.
It's a hot boy summer.
Mm-hmm. He's into military dudes.
That's what I heard.
That's the word. That's what I've been heard.
I just want to put away the rumor that's getting started via the text machine.
No.
We're not getting married at a Long John Silver's.
No, you're having it catered.
Yeah, they're
right.
Bringing it over.
Yeah. They're short-staffed, but long on hush puppies.
Pull up, and it's just food in the bed of a pickup truck, like a trough.
Well, you have 2 trucks, and the other one is wrapped with plastic on the inside so you can make jungle juice.
Yeah. And once you eat all the slaw from the back, it turns into a second hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh, dual purpose.
A slaw nice. Tub.
More like a slay
tub. They pull
tub.
Up and ring a triangle when the food's ready.
Come
did
on.
You have that when you were a kid? Did Ma ring the triangle?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have like an actual
time
bell?
To come in from the pasture?
My childhood was probably not that different from yours. We weren't playing in a pasture, and we didn't have a triangle to say that dinner was ready.
Yeah, why would we think that? Your form of entertainment was taking garbage and seeing which garbage is faster in the ditch at your farmhouse.
Yeah.
Where you farm.
On the farm.
So yes, I will make the statement that our childhoods were much different.
Greg, your cheese is ready. Come get it.
Clank, 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 clank. It's just a Kraft slice unwrapped. Pre-cut, obviously.
Yeah.